Dictation for Mary, Mary Smalley, Smalley, April 4, 44. Address as a letter to Dr. Reichman, Reichman, 8286835. Dear Dr. Reichman, follow up for Mrs. Smalley, right side nephrectomy, chronic kidney disease, last visit in March. As you are aware, the prior peripheral vascular disease left-sided requiring a left-sided femoral tibial bypass, thrombectomy, and arterectomy stent. She has developed cellulitis, was admitted to St. Mary's April 7, released to Isabella Medical Care Facility for 2 weeks, readmitted with cellulitis extending to the left lower abdomen and inguinal area, has multiple antibiotics that she has completed, has a vacuum device on the left groin area, inflammatory changes appears improved, went back to medical facility for another 2-3 weeks, and now she's home since June 29, which is just a few days ago. Comes accompanied with husband. Right now denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. No urinary changes. Denies chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. In this recent admission, she denies any heart attack, stroke, pneumonia, urinary tract infection. Is my understanding the graft is open? I'm not aware of the vein thrombosis. We are trying to obtain those two discharge summaries. She received altogether 10 units of packet of red blood cells. She denies gastrointestinal bleeding. Medication list review. Previously, losartan was discontinued, takes Coric, Norvasc, remains cholesterol, diabetes management, anticoagulated with Coumadin, hydralazine, she decreases to twice a day. Today, blood pressure is running low, 90 over 42 on the right side, it has a peak line on the left side, way down to 133, alert orientation 3, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, manual cyclist tenderness or masses, the suctioning device on the left groin, I do not see induration or surrounding cellulitis. She still has the open wounds on the left lower extremity, minor edema on the left comparing to the right, has peripheral vascular disease but presently no toe gangrene or ulcers. No growth focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. What I have is May 21st, but since then she's been in the hospital as indicated above. We will try to obtain records. The last creatinine available, 1.9, which is baseline. A low sodium, a normal potassium, metabolic acidosis. Low calcium, next paragraph, assessment and plan, peripheral vascular disease, procedures, complications, cellulitis, obtain discharge summaries, next number, patient has low blood pressure, discontinue hydralazine, continue saying Norvasc, Coric, also off ARB and ACE inhibitors, Next number. Prior right-sided nephrectomy. Next number, prior colon resection and prior chronic diarrhea. Monitor metabolic acidosis. Next number, prior history of vein thrombosis on Coumadin. Next number, coronary artery disease, prior stenting. Next number, update chemistries, review discharge summaries, adjust medications accordingly, come back on the next 4 months. No immediate indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia encephalopathy, continue to educate patient and family, end of dictation.